Sokala Duma Radio. There was another story this week that shook the whole people of South Africa, especially the green and white from Bloemfontein, where it was announced that legendary Bloem Celtics number one Patrick Tignyam's contract was terminated by the club. A lot had been happening at Bloemfontein Celtics prior to that termination of a contract happening, with fans boycotting matches. At one point, they even invaded the pitch, which subsequently they were fined and docked 3 points by the PSL in their game against Cape Town City. We also had a chat with Patrick Tignyam, trying to find out from a man himself about what transpired at Bloemfontein Celtic and how his contract was terminated at the club. We also had a chat with Bloemfontein Celtic supporter Upule Mabena. But the man who ran the story was Mr. Ubiva now, so he's here. Mr. Beaver, you had a chat with Upatrick. Just as you were interviewing him, how was he? How did he really take this news of him being taken out at Bloemfontein Celtic and his contract being terminated?
Well, Shane, it's a very sad story in a way because, one, the man has spent 11 years at Bloemfontein Celtic.
Sure.
I mean, he's been there since 2008 and he was very emotional, especially when I was speaking to him this morning.
Sure.
Because I spoke to him this morning after the interview. I mean, what really transpired there that led to his contract being terminated was that he was performing his duty as the captain of the team.
Mm.
There was a problem with the bonuses that were promised and not paid
sure.
to them as players. So the players wanted to know what really is happening. And they were within their rights because the bonuses are written in their contracts,
sure.
how they are structured and all that. So as the captain of the team, He requested a meeting with the management, with the CEO, Mr. Kumbulani Konto,
sure.
and other members of the board of Bloemfontein Celtic.
Mm.
And what happened in the meeting, according to him, was that they set the meeting and he went back to the player to report that, listen, this is what I was told. And then a few hours later...
Sure.
They all receive notices from Kumbulani Konto, the CEO, that, listen, you need to report to training tomorrow.
Sure.
So just to cut in there, Beaver, you actually got a copy of one of those letters. And just for the readers, maybe you haven't seen that letter published, we're now going to read the letter that the players actually got.
Yeah.
Shane, you want to take that away?
Yeah, we've got this letter here. It says, attention all players. And it says, we hereby like to inform you that if you do not attend the training session tomorrow at 9 at Dr. Molemela Stadium as per your program, you will be defying your contract that you have signed with the club. And that is a serious offense. Should you not report to the club, you will be forced to take drastic actions. We will be forced to take drastic actions with regards to your absenteeism. One of the major actions the club may take are as following, not limited to no salaries at the end of the month, two, possible fines at the end of the month. It also reads that you are hereby instructed to attend the training session tomorrow and respect your individual contract. Please double check your contract and read it thoroughly as the perpetuated report with regards to bonuses is misleading you. Hope you find this in order. Regards, Kumbulani Konto, CEO, Bloemfontein Celtic Football Club. This is how the letter read when I put Beaver. Something really was happening at Bloemfontein Celtic, and something really is happening at Bloemfontein Celtic. And this termination of a contract from Bloemfontein Celtic to Patrick Tignyam surely is proving that something big is happening at Celtic.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, and this is when it got ugly for him, because as soon as he gets home, he opens his laptop, he sees this letter that you've just read.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went back to the office to
sure.
Kumbulani. And that's when they exchanged harsh words there. Minutes after that, he got his contract terminated.
Wow. Right. We also had a chat with Patrick Tignyam, trying to find out from the man himself about what transpired at Celtic and how his contract was terminated. And this is what Patrick had to say.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, now on the line we've got Patrick Tignam. Patrick, I don't know if I should introduce you to our listeners as Bloemfontein Celtics former goalkeeper, but nonetheless, a very good morning to you, my brother. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm okay, thank you. Good morning. And yeah, and good evening, like a Bloemfontein Celtic fan. Yes.
All right, Patrick. So the Bloemfontein Celtic fans now who are sitting here in Cape Town, some are sitting around South Africa. They are wondering if you are a Bloemfontein Celtic player or a former Bloemfontein Celtic player. Which one of the two?
I'm a former Bloemfontein Celtic player.
What happened, Patrick? Please tell us more.
What happened is that the accumulation of our bonuses during PSL game.
Sure.
It got to be 25,000 rand. So, like in this team, when you need something, you have to strike. The players strike because they wanted their money before the game against Island Park.
Sure.
And 2 days, 3 days of strike, they didn't train, they refused to train until they get their money. And they had a meeting with the boss, the chairman, Mr. Maxi Walala.
Sure.
Me and me in his office, and it was a very nice meeting. Very humble guys. It was nice. He even apologized to us. He said, "I'm sorry, I don't have money now. Can you please talk to the guys? The 20th of May, I'm gonna pay all of you your money."
Cool.
And because they gave us 10,000, and it was 15 remaining. So after Highland Park, we come back. The guys wanted their money and they didn't get it. They strike again. That way, called me in the office.
Sure.
So I told him, "My boss, you can sign it. If you say so, me, I trust you. Don't sign any document because I wanted to sign a document of recognition of debt, you understand?" So he said, "No, put me a trust your boss." I said, "Captain, I'm going to go and talk to my players and check it."
Now, Patrick, without breaking away from what you're saying, now, where did this issue of your contract being terminated came in? Who came with that idea? Was it the chairman who terminated your contract? Who terminated your contract at Bloemfontein Celtic?
Now, Mr. Kumbulani, he would have been the contact, the real chairman, because we went there.
Sure.
He sent us the letter of blackmail after, because in the group, I make a group, and I managed to talk to the next 75% of players, accept that we have to resume training, because I promised the boss I'm going to do it, understand?
Sure.
So, yes, I talked to the manager that they refused to train, but behind I was talking to them and I managed to convince 25%. So after that, you receive a letter of blackmail. I'm sure you saw it in the media. Some guys, they posted that letter saying that if you don't resume training tomorrow, you're going to find us, PSA going to do that, you're not going to get our salary of me, all these things. And that letter makes the players more angry, especially me, understand?
Sure.
So I called Mr. Kumbulani and I told him, "My brother, what are you doing? I'm busy talking to players here. I'm facing a problem. You're putting petrol in the fire. Let me talk to them. Are you okay, my friend? What's wrong? What's happening? You're supposed to be begging players to play, to blackmailing them because they're suffering. The whole season, you're suffering. The whole season, you're supposed to be talking about the relegation now, but you're talking about topic." So I tell him, "I'm coming to your office straight and I want you to find me first because I'm a captain. Understand?"
Sure.
So I went there. I find security because you tell the security that someone going to come and fight me here. So security were there already, waiting for that someone. And when the security saw his Patrick, everyone was surprised that is that someone is Patrick. They start going left and right. So I tell him, "Give players the money, give us our money. Before you find someone, you must make sure that you example yourself. Because people are suffering there for almost a year, the whole season. But we are busy playing, we are busy trying our best for the team, but you disrespecting us. You owe us our money, give us our money." So we start arguing. And he said, "Patrick, he keeps talking to me like that, I'm going to cancel your contract tomorrow."
So he canceled your contract?
No, I told him, don't cancel my contract tomorrow. Cancel it now.
And then he canceled that at that time immediately?
Immediately, with Odyssey.
Was your agent there? Or was it you alone?
I was alone. I told you I don't have an agent.
You don't have an agent?
Yeah, I'm my own agent. God is my agent.
So how did you take this news, though, Pat? I mean, you've been at the club for for about 11 years now. You've won some trophies there. You've won the goalkeeper of the season at Celtic. You've won even at the PSL goalkeeper of the season. Now you are being told to leave, Patrick. It must have been sad for you.
No, he said, and it's not said, he said, because I'm leaving my family, because Bloemfontein, they welcome us and my family and me as part of South African people, you understand?
Mm.
They give us law, they give us security, they give us everything. So all my kids, they're born here in Bloemfontein.
Sure.
They only know Bloemfontein. So that's the sad part. But the good part is that they fire me because they know that they are wrong.
Sure.
Because I'm firing because I was doing my job. And I say it again. If I have to do it again, I will do the same without changing anything. Because I know my player asked me to do something and I went there for my players to do what they asked me to do. And I did that. That's why, by the way, all the senior players, almost the senior players, they refuse to go to Amazon for the game tomorrow. They refuse to go there because they say, it's not fair what they're doing to me. That's why the players strike for 3 days because they don't agree what's happening. That was the players ask for their own termination of contract because sure. They don't agree what's happening. Understand? So it's not because you're sitting behind the computer and putting glasses and put aircon in the morning, driving BMW, white one, you think you owe people life. No. Everything must be done fairly.
Wow.
And this team, and yeah, now nothing is fair yet.
Now, Patrick, tell me, how is your relationship with your chairman, Mr. Max Tshabalala?
No, the truth is that I know Mr. Max Tshabalala for 4 years now. He's chairman of
Celtic.
Celtic, sure. But it was chairman of Rangers before, you understand? So he went and bought the team. Yeah, we have some problem, and because Mito was thinking that it was the cause of Bloemfontein City problem. But I was wrong. There were these couple of months, we didn't talk a lot, but I tried my best to have a lot of respect for him because I find that it's not the real problem he accepted. Like he told me last week himself, Patrick, I'm not the one who running Celtic. See, Mr. Rally and Mr. Kumbulani are the one who running Celtic, and I tell them 100%. And I tell him straight, big wow. Mistake. And I tell him straight, boss, big mistake. Because people who are trusting that the one who is destroying your business. Mm. Understand? I told him straight. You can ask him. So I don't have any problem with that man because I was wrong by judging him so early without knowing the real problem, understand?
Sure.
I don't have any problem with him. That way, I don't even talk about him when I talk about my team. I don't even talk about him because he's not the problem in Celtic. I think even Celtic supporter, maybe they're fighting the wrong person. They're fighting the wrong person because the real problem here, someone is sitting there, think that, I don't know.
Pat, I guess, my friend, I will have to let you go, but when I look at your profile here in front of me, it says Patrick Tignyam, 33 years old, a goalkeeper. At your age, you still have a few years still to play. Where to now from here?
My dear brother, you know, I can't write to you. I have many calls. That's obvious, you know. And
you have many calls?
Now, yeah, you know, I have many calls. And I'm just sitting out to you. Have a good choice. And let this all this sorrow in my mind go first. Understand?
Sure.
And make sure that I regain all my I get myself together again because now I'm to make sure that I take the proper decision. But when it's done, I promise you, you'll be the first one to know.
Okay. I will have to put our CR sources, Patrick. I'm sure they will be the first to know. They will tell us even before you tell us. But thank you so much, my friend, for your time.
I want to see that.
Thank you so much, Patrick.
Thank you.
Sokala Duma Radio.
And that is our conversation we had with Patrick Tignyam. Saying a lot, Patrick Tignyam. But Beaver, one thing that he also mentioned, which shocked me, was the fact that the Bloemfontein Celtic CEO, he even instructed the security guards at the club's headquarters to watch out for a man who is coming there. And Patrick Tignyam says, the security guards were surprised to see it was Patrick Tignyam. Patrick Tignyam is even describing, saying the security guards were shocked that, hey, are you the man that Mr. Kumbulani said you must watch out after? What kind of a treatment was there to put Beaver? I mean, these are shocking. This is shocking, really. I really don't understand. How does this happen?
Look, like I said, Shane, I spoke to Patrick this morning and he was very sad, you know. Sure. He was in a sad state, but positive, you know. I think that was after they exchanged words with Kumbulani,
sure,
the CEO. That was after they allegedly exchanged words and harsh words at that.
Wow.
That's what he told me.
Mm.
And another sad thing that he told me was that he's staying in the club flat,
sure,
in Bloemfontein. They told him that, listen, you've got 2 days to vacate this place. Mm. Like, take everything, that take your belongings, and we need you to vacate this, and we're giving you 2 days. But according to him, that is never going to happen, because according to them, they usually give someone who's leaving around 2 months to get some place to stay and
sure.
to be sure of where you're going. So he said that's never going to happen, but he's going to talk to me tomorrow to tell me what exactly happened in as far as that is concerned.
Well, another thing that I mentioned to him was that our SIA sources will find out where he is going. Did he mention maybe where he is going? Because we understand there are rumors linking him to clubs like SuperSport United. Did he mention where maybe he might go? Because the last time we spoke to him, yesterday, he was telling us that he had a trip to Johannesburg. So you were wondering what did he mention where he might be going?
He said he went to Johannesburg to meet someone close to him, a family member.
Sure.
And they had a family meeting in Johannesburg, and that was it. It was not attached to any move or a club,
sure,
or a certain club.
Mm.
But he promised that, like he said to you, that we're going to be the first to know when he's got a team to play for.
Sure.
But he's positive that he will get a team to play for very soon.
Wow. All right. On that note of Bloemfontein Celtic, we also spoke to Bloemfontein Celtic's national chairman of the supporters club, which is Upule Mabena. And this is what he had to say to us earlier.
Sokala Duma Radio.
And on the line right now, we've got the chairman of the national supporters of the Bloemfontein Celtic team, Upule Mabena. But Mabena, welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm good. And yourself?
We are good. We are good. But Pule, look, we just spoken to Patrick Tignyemb, and he's told us about his situation at the club and how he is saddened to leave the club. But you, as the supporters of Bloemfontein Celtic, you've been there when the team was still under the guidance of the Agosti brothers. You are also there when the team is under this current leadership of Mr. Max Tshabalala. How did you, as Bloemfontein supporters, take this news of Patrick Tignyemb leaving the team?
Patrick is not leaving the team. He has been terminated. It's against this wish that he leaves the team. His contract was terminated by one man called the CEO of the team. So we have actually said procedurally that thing was wrong. And then they are insisting that what they have done is correct. But, you know, we talked to the CEO and said, look, you're a player of Bloemfontein Celtics before. We supported you, and then you come that far, and then at the end of the day, through the support that we gave you, you become the CEO of the team. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you are treating the players as if you have never played football before. You know that the career is not easy for one player to remain in one team, to remain loyal in one team for almost 11 years.
Sure.
And you just flashes his career like that. So it's an inhuman for you to do that. They were supposed to be a disciplinary. We are not saying Tignyemb what he did is correct. We don't know what is that. And we are not saying do not take disciplinary action against him. But we're saying follow the proper channels, follow the proper procedure, charge him, let him answer for what he have done, and then you will take it from there. Don't just terminate the contract without the necessary labor procedures. That's what we are saying today. And then it seems as if now the football players union is in, and there are a couple of lawyers who are actually interested in terms of helping the team. So we as a supporters, we have also made a call to say, the management, could you please revisit your decisions? We are saying just take him to disciplinary processes, find him and do something that will actually, at the end of the day, the man wanted to hang his boots, while playing for Bloemfontein Celtic on 11-year career.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Mabena, you're saying you spoke to the CEO, Mr. Kumbulani Kongo, and you've told him about the situation Ka Patrick Tinyembe and how he should have handled the situation better. What was his response to you guys? Because I hear you earlier, you said Patrick Tinyembe is still a Bloemfontein Celtic player, while Tinyembe is saying he's no longer a Bloemfontein Celtic. So what did Mr. Kumbulani Kongo told you guys when you told him to review his decision to terminate Patrick Tinyembe's contract?
Now, through the voice of the managing director now, he did not respond. We are responded by the managing director, which is Dr. Ali Ramabodu. They said they are going to meet the chairman, the CEO, and the player consent.
Sure.
So they will come back to us in form of general meeting. So they are going to, we are going to play. You know, our game is playing, our home game
sure.
is playing is in East London.
Sure.
So after the game, I probably during the course of next week,
sure.
Maybe we'll have a meeting because they are saying they are coming back on Sunday. We proposed that the meeting be on Sunday, but unfortunately, they said on Sunday they will still be on that side for other business. So we are looking forward to them because yesterday I spoke to the managing director and he said, look, we cannot run away from general meeting and gave you the report. We want you to know where you are standing. So they said now they are going to come back to us, maybe during the course of next week to give us the report. But what we appreciate is that Tinyembe is still residing in a residence of the Bloemfontein Celtic.
Yeah.
They did not kick him out.
Cool. Now, Mr. Mabena, before even this Patrick Tinyembe issue, surfaced, there were a lot of issues that were happening at your club. And unfortunately, I understand that some of the questions that I should be asking you, or some of them I should be asking the chairman, but I know which questions I should ask you as the chairman of the Bloemfontein Celtic supporters. How are you guys finding the situation that is going on at your club? How are you guys dealing with that?
I cannot say we have found closure. You know, this the truth that we have just found out is a bitter pill to swallow.
Sure.
You know, Celtic is so much indebted. I'm not in the liberty to say how much. But really, the Bloemfontein Celtic Football Club is indebted. That's why the people who want, the buyers who want to buy this team, they say we cannot pay that amount of money that Celtic is indebted with and then at the same time pay the price tag that Celtic is sold with. So unfortunately, we are unable. We don't have such a muscle to play for Bloemfontein Celtic. So actually, they have pulled out of buying Celtic because of its debt. So, but we is the situation that to say now we are not sure of what is going to happen with Bloemfontein Celtic because there are no local buyers that have come to the force now who said no, we are prepared to buy this team together with this together with its debts and in its problems. So unfortunately, as we are standing as supporters, we have found a closure in terms of the first buyer. But in terms of the progress or movement forward going from here, we are not sure as what is going to happen, especially when the season closes, because everything will be done behind us.
Wow. Okay. Mr. Mabena, I'm afraid, my good sir, I will have to let you go. But thank you so much for taking your time and speaking to us. We really appreciate it. But one last question. Are you going to East London tomorrow to watch your final game of the season?
No, we are not.
Okay.
We are not going there. Remember, they say they take our games to East London because they were thinking about the safety.
Sure.
Of that opponent team.
Sure.
So safety, when you say you are, because of safety, you are talking about us as supporters. You say you don't feel safe having Bloemfontein Celtic supporters around. So there's no point for us to go there because they won't even feel safe to go there when we are there. So we are going to give them the privacy they need. The team must play there, then we'll see the next season of what is happening.
All right. Egosi Kakulu Puti, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Sokala Duma Radio.
And that is our conversation we had earlier with the Bloemfontein Celtics national chairman of the supporters club, Upule Mabena. We didn't end there. We also had a few voice notes from our loyal listeners. We sent out a plea in our social media pages for them to send us voice notes. And this is what some of the Masokolara supporters had to say.
Sokala Duma Radio. Duma Radio.
Good afternoon, guys. This is Song Azotom from Port Elizabeth. Yeah, I'm pleading with the chairman of Bloemfontein Celtics, as I'm a Kaizer Chiefs fan, but to bring Mr. Tinyembe for the last time. At least it's the last game of the season. Just bring him back. Please, we plea. We know the situation, but at least the guys are doing good. And they will play bad without him. He's a gentleman. Please bring him back.
I'm Lomiso Zulu from Jozini. I like to say Patrick Tinyap is a good goalkeeper. I have a hope to he will find a good team for next season. Keep it up, Tinyap. You are playing very well this season to take Bloemfontein Celtic where be there.
Sokala Duma Radio.
And that is it from the Bloemfontein Celtic supporters. Everyone had their say. We had a chat with Patrick Tinyap. We had a chat with Bloemfontein Celtic's national chairman of the supporters club, Upule Mabena. And now we had a chat with some supporters of the Bloemfontein Celtic. They sent us voice notes, rather.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.